Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org. You can hear the show there anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. I would like to now welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He is the Education Beat reporter. Welcome to the Radio Cafe. You're here early.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you asked me to be here early, so I decided to...
Oh, so you're obeying me.
Yeah.
That's a very good thing to do.
Hey, you know who I slept with last night?
Your dog?
No, a beautiful 5-month-old little black puppy,
house-sitting.
And she climbed up on the bed and rolled over on her back and went to sleep right away. And I just petted her stomach until I fell asleep. She's a beauty.
That's a good thing.
I know.
We're going to be talking about dogs and cats next week.
I figured. Okay.
But anyway.
Well, goodbye.
No, stay here. But I also want to welcome Rick Martinez. He is a neighborhood advocate. And you were here. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
You were here a few weeks ago talking about a meeting to discuss the fate of the acequia in a neighborhood off of Agua Fria. Whatever happened to that?
Well, it was kind of funny is that what happened was the developer destroyed the acequia, completely dug it out, and we went to the Archaeological Review Committee, and they were fighting whether they could abandon the easement or not. But what happened the last couple of weeks is that the property owner who bought the lot kind of felt a bad omen with it. It's talking about now is about restoring the whole acequia, and also it's a win-win situation now with this developer and the property owner and the neighborhood, because the acequia will be restored back to its regular way.
So it's it was finally the property owner who saved the day?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to go on and talk more about neighborhoods in Santa Fe, but first I want to remind people who have maybe not been listening this week yet, but who tune in on Fridays, because Robert Knott is going to be here, and because Friday is a great day to tune in, any day is a great day to tune in, that this is the KSFR Fun Drive. And because we are listener-supported public radio, we rely on listener support to keep going. The way you support us is to call 428-1393, 428-1393, and say, hey, I'd like to make a contribution to KSFR. And they say, fabulous, we will take your pledge in any amount. No amount is too large. No amount is too small. When you make your pledge, you're saying, I want to keep listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. It's as simple as that. It's not some great complexity of finances and accounting. It's like, if you contribute, we've got a station. If you don't contribute, we really pretty much don't have a station.
Okay, so honestly, I have $10. That's okay?
Yes.
That's all I have to give?
Yes.
You're not going to say cheapskate?
No.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? No, I mean, the economy is down, and there's a lot of ways that we see this. And one of the ways is that there's a lot of people who are skilled laborers who are either out of work or are doing work that really is below their pay grade, and... you know, there are people who are professional carpenters or weeding the yards and things like that, or they're just out of work. And, there's a ton of that in this city. There's a lot of houses that are empty that aren't selling. There's many ways in which we see that the economy is down. And so during those times, you know, the truth is most of us are still eating. Most of us still have a roof over our heads. Most of us are still doing well enough to say, you know what? Public radio is really important for a lot of essential reasons in our lives. And although I'm not doing nearly as well as I used to, I'm still willing to give $10, and I will call KSFR right now and do it. Without public radio, in a lot of ways, I don't want to say any bad words, but you're kind of screwed, because this is how you find out about what's happening in your local community, besides the paper. But in terms of so many events, like what we talk about today with Robert Knott, and in terms of the kind of lifeblood of keeping this community alive and informed and, above all, connected, that's what we're here for.
We often, I think sometimes on the show, we feel we're preaching to the choir, and I guess that gets tiresome, but It's very true, not just of public radio and not just of your local newspaper, if you want to keep them going. And you may not want to. There's nothing you can do if people don't want to do that. But if you really want them, you have to value them, just like you have to value your vote and your voice at the city council meeting, which I think Rick is going to be speaking about in a minute here.
That's right. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. And in fact, we broadcast the city council meetings. And a lot of people listen to it and say, boy, it's really nice that I don't have to go there and show up, but I can still really keep my finger on the pulse minute to minute what's going on at these city council meetings. But give a call right now, 428-1393. There's also just the simple fact of the glory and the wonder that is Robert Knott. But we'll be talking more about
the
that in a few minutes.
And the wonder, as he often does blunder.
Rick Martinez, so you have, we were talking about the Useki thing in just a few minutes ago, but you now are basically calling people to go to an upcoming city council meeting. Tell us about this.
This is the Northwest Quadrant project that the city's trying to build on their own land. This is 785 homes that the city's going to build up on the Northwest Quadrant. And this is going to go to city council on Wednesday. It's going to be at the convention center, so they're predicting a big crowd because this is a pretty controversial issue with the city. I mean, you just mentioned how economic times are now. You know, we're planning to build a lot of homes up there, and at what expense, and what expense to the city coffers? Those are a lot of questions that still need to be answered.
Well, let me ask you this. Why is it going to cost the city money if developers are developing a piece of land?
Well, let's see. So far, it's already cost us almost $1 million in just studying the project itself. You know, we've already set aside all our affordable water rights for homes that were supposed to be for development around town, and the water rights that we gave away are going to homes from $250,000 to $350,000 to on top of the Santa Fe Homes Program too. So you know it doesn't stop there because we have a lot of sewer issues up there, and how much is the city going to be putting money into paying to upgrade the sewers, and then there's a infrastructure that has to go in for this project too. That you know how much more is going to be going on there. Developer will pay for so much, but my big concern is, how much is the city going to really start paying to make this a developer giveaway? And that's my really concern.
And are there ecological, environmental concerns as well?
Well, there is quite a few. You know, we have where the dock park is now. The development is going to sit right above it, and it's called the Ortiz dump, and it's a dump that's not lined. There's a potential of all that. Holding water that they use in that project to get down into that aquifer and just go into the dump and then maybe, you know, ruin our aquifer. Well, that's something that needs to be studied, and I think that's something that should be studied right away. And there's archaeological sites all through that area. There's scats all through that area there. And, you know, how are they going to handle that is another big question.
Rick Martinez, when is this city council meeting?
It's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
Wednesday of next week.
Wednesday of next week, yes. And it's an important meeting because I think this is one of the last pieces of open space we have in the city. You know, it's like we look at the dock park, and the only reason we have a dock park is it sits on top of a dump. And I just kind of worry that who are we giving away this to, this last piece of property that it's an old Spanish land grant that was given to us, and the city owns it, and we own it.
So people can come out to the city council meeting. It's going to be at the convention center at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
And if people want to find out more about this or talk to you or other neighborhood advocates, is there anything they can do beforehand?
Yes. I mean, if you can feel free to call me or even look at the city website. You know, call your city officials and see what their view is on it. You know, it's right now it's like a 4-4 tie on whether to approve it or not approve it.
Oh, boy.
So it's really up in the air on how we're going to do this. You know, there's some advocates that are sort of, I'm saying, you know, make a good judgment on this project, but we really have to look at this really closely because, you know, like I say, this project, what it's doing is creating a new bedroom community in the city of Santa Fe. Because the only reason I say that is because the only ingress and egress for this project would be from 599 to 85. And, you know St. Francis Drive has over 20,000 cars a day, so we're putting a lot of people up and down, school buses and senior citizen buses up and down that road. So we better start thinking twice about that.
So traffic is an issue as well.
Oh, traffic is a very big issue.
So people can reach you at 660-3725.
Yes, yes.
Rick Martinez, why should people get on their telephones right now and call to make a pledge to KSFR?
Well, because, like I say, I'm a neighborhood advocate, And being a good neighbor and being concerned about everything and somebody providing the news, you know, what you guys do is the best way to get information. And if you want to keep hearing stuff like this, what you're doing, your shows, is the best way to do it. You know, like, be a good neighbor. Give us that $20.
Right, $10, $20, or whatever you can afford.
Yes.
428-1393. Rick Martinez, thanks so much for
being
here.
Thank you so much.
So, Robert Knott, good morning.
Good morning. That was a nice interview. That was great that you have Rick on.
Yeah, I think it's important. I want to make sure we've got more, you know, just neighborhood issues covered and all sorts of other things like that that are going on locally in Santa Fe. I mean, I think that when we have on this program, for example, T.R. Reid talking about the health insurance crisis in the United States and how people handle it in other countries, how they handle it in Switzerland and Taiwan and Germany and all of these things, how they provide universal health care. That's very important, and that's a national level show, and we do that here. But just as important, for as far as I'm concerned, is the local. What is happening here in Santa Fe? What we can be happy about, what we can be excited about, what we should be concerned about, all of those things are every bit as important. And that's why we try to do as much of that as possible.
Excellent.
428-1393 is the number. Do I hear a pitter-patter in the control room?
You do indeed, Mary Charlotte. Good morning.
Is that Liam Lockhart?
It is indeed. How are you, my dear?
Good morning. Robert Knott's jaw has dropped.
I just emailed
in
Liam
happy
something
wonder.
Yesterday. I heard he was back from Denmark. And
I know, Robert. I just wanted to say I just flew in from Denmark, and which is a good thing because I'm still winging it here this morning.
Oh, very good.
No, but, no pun intended.
No, we love
oh,
it.
Absolutely a pun intended.
He's a funny guy.
And Robert, I got your email, and I thought, oh my gosh, how embarrassing is this? I've yet to respond to it, and here I am about to talk to the gentleman. So,
well, we're done. We're caught up. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. I am so envious that you're over there smelling and hopefully tasting all the wonderful food at the baking company.
I just had a great croissant here, I got to be honest, but I didn't get a chance to have any coffee.
Well, that will be coming next. And in the meantime, here at the studio, we've been getting calls coming in from people that have kindly been pledging to support us, and I just want to thank a few of those people who have.
Excellent.
I want to send out a big KSFR thank you to Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
I want to send another one out to a lady who is actually, or claims to be, a friend of both of you, and that is Nancy Sutter.
Oh, Nancy Sutter, yay!
Nancy, what a good lady, good artist, really sweet, always smiling.
Well,
she's very beautiful, I must admit.
She's beautiful, and she's beautiful inside and out.
Yeah,
I think inner beauty is more important,
ladies
and gentlemen.
I do, too. I wasn't just suggesting the outer beauty, although she's a pretty hot tamale,
Although all you seem to talk about is the underwear ads and the Pasatiempo.
I talk about. I mention them once every 6 weeks, and I get this thrown at me.
I know, but it's homeopathic. It goes a long way.
There's nothing homeo about it at all. I like women.
No, but she is also a great curator and did that amazing exhibition about the border
at the
Santa
Fe,
Santa Fe Art Institute.
Marion,
Santa Fe Art Institute.
Center for Photo, yeah, thank you.
Well, we are certainly thankful for her donation, so thank you, Nancy Sutter. And now, this also came in, and this is rather curious, but this is the note that I was handed to read. Apparently, an anonymous donor has called in with a challenge for every hairdresser to make at least a $20 contribution today out of the tips that they receive.
Yes! A $20 contribution from each hairdresser. Call in right now and make a $20 contribution. We've got some wonderful hairdressers in Santa Fe.
And then what will this anonymous person do?
Well, you know, I am hoping that they're going to match it.
That's what I would imagine.
That is what I'm thinking from the basis of this. I'm kind of left in the dark, but I'm hoping that's going to be the case. And that number to call, if our listeners haven't heard it enough, is 428-1393. That's 428-1393. Or they can call toll-free at 866-907-KSFR. That's 866-907-5737.
I would like to make another challenge as well. There are many, many nonprofit organizations that end up on this show, and we talk about their work, whether it be environmental work or work in the arts or political work or whatever. We have many, many, many people who are doing fantastic things. if you work in one of those organizations or you support one of those organizations, I would really challenge you to call right now and support KSFR, because when you support KSFR and when you support this show, you're supporting all of those other arts organizations and environmental organizations and so on, because this is the way they get the word out about their events and about what their mission is. Environmental, I mean, I've had people say, thank you so much for having us on the air. It makes a great difference that your listeners can know what's going on in the forests of Santa Fe or in the classrooms of Santa Fe. So we do that. We do it on purpose because this is how the town sticks together. This is how community is built. And twice a year, we just ask you to send a little bit of money. You can do it. We make it very easy. You can do it through your credit card. You can do it through checks. So give a call right now to 428-1393, 428-1393.
So did you hear that I sort of cheated on you Wednesday afternoon?
What, you slept with a puppy?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I went on the air and pitched with another different co-host. I happened to be out at the Santa Fe Community College doing a story on the college, which ran in yesterday's paper, and I believe you can still find it online. And I ran into Linda out there, who said, oh, my goodness, Robert Knott, well, can you come on the air for a few minutes and, you know, pitch a woo? And I said, can I ever? So we got into the studio, and Linda fired up the computers and stuff and told people I was there and that she would auction off one item of all my clothing for every $100 they received. And I said, Linda, this is ridiculous. The listeners can't see me undressing. She said, no, but here in the studio we can. So anyway, and you have to figure stuff out, like do socks count as one item, like when you're playing strip poker and stuff? Like,
you know, I was reading the
Pasatiempo
800-page biography of John Lennon, and we're actually going to be talking to the biographer of John Lennon very soon. And one of the things that some entrepreneur did actually in the 60s, when the Beatles did their tour in the United States, I think it was 1965, somebody got the idea to buy the bed sheets that they had slept on and sell 3-inch squares of a bed sheet that was officially slept on by John, George, Paul, or Ringo for several dollars.
People are always buying that stuff. They're buying people's pajamas and...
That is so ridiculous.
Strands of hair.
If you can do that, you can certainly call KSFR and make a contribution.
You said it.
428-1393.
Wait, that's great. We'll give up our sheets. Not that we share the same sheets, mind you.
No.
In fact,
mine don't just have white dog fur on them.
I've got 4 sheets and they're always to the wind. So, yeah, you can have them.
You know, I have the great privilege now to introduce somebody who just is passing through the cafe. The fabulous oral historian, writer, journalist, musician, musicologist, Jack Loeffler.
Hey, Jack.
Thank you. what an intro. Thank you very much, Marie-Charlotte.
No, one of the great treasures of Santa Fe. And here you are breakfasting in the Santa Fe Baking Company and are kind enough to come onto my show and tell people why they should pick up their telephones right now and make a contribution.
Absolutely. Actually, KSFR does such a fantastic service to this entire community, the entire region, actually. And public radio is something that cannot be brought to us by anything else than ourselves, I think. And therefore, we have to reach deep and support this wonderful service that KSFR provides for us, because where else can we hear stuff that actually is intellectually provocative and actually intuitively provocative as well? And that's one of the things that KSFR provides for us. I think that it's a fantastic station. It truly is the voice of Santa Fe.
505-428-1393. You said a phrase that I find intriguing, intuitively provocative.
Absolutely. A lot of the messages that are delivered through KSFR actually trigger responses that go deeper than the intellectual response to me and cause us to have to reflect intuitively before we translate it into our intellectual proclivities, and that's what KSFR does for us. I want to mention something. There's a choral piece that talks about the voice of KSFR that features the Men's Camarada, and
yes.
I had the great honor of recording that.
You did?
I did.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I woke up one morning and I felt like I was at Mother Yale.
Well, precisely, because Ken Knight, the director, actually graduated from Yale.
Right. 428-1393 is the number. We're always trying to do the best for our listeners. And sometimes our listeners say, I love this A, B, or C. And sometimes they say, oh, I didn't like this. I had an interesting exchange with somebody who didn't like a program that I aired a couple of weeks ago on 9/11. And so we had an email exchange, and it was really a productive exchange from which I certainly learned something. And so I really appreciate it when listeners write really anything, good or bad. I mean, the only thing that is not productive is angry mail, but I get very, very little of that. We get almost none of that, but the kind of thing that you sometimes see on a national level from people who just have some kind of axe to grind and don't want to listen. But what I've found is that our listeners are good listeners.
Well, it provides a sense of dialogue that wouldn't otherwise occur, and I think that that's a fantastic service. We have a very mixed cultural milieu here, and KSFR responds to various components of that cultural milieu, and that's what's so important to do. Working on a project right now that really gets into that and has sort of honed my mind to thinking in terms of the relationships of various cultures as they come together, looking at cultural spheres of reference, and sometimes they collide in a big way, but explode into yet another cultural sphere of reference, and that's really important stuff, and that's the sort of thing that KSFR makes available.
4281393. Liam Lockhart is licking his chops by the microphone in the control room.
I am indeed, because Mary Charlotte, you and your guests are doing a fantastic job of getting people to call in and pledge.
Excellent.
This is amazing. In the last few minutes since we spoke, already have at least two more people here to thank, and they keep coming in. First off is the Diamond Way Buddhist Group.
Thank you. They're terrific.
They are terrific, and we want to thank them so much. And now, Mary Charlotte, here is a... Oh, how can I say this politely? Here's a proposal for you, if you will. We have a gentleman who called in and is willing to make a $100 pledge to KSFR for lunch with you.
Well, we have a giveaway, which is lunch with me and Robert? But yes, $100, I think I'm worth that.
Oh, you are definitely worth that, Mary Charlotte. I mean, that is a deal in...
Wait a minute. We can get more out of this guy. If he doesn't want me to come along, it's $125.
That's
me joking, ladies and gentlemen. KSFR doesn't do this sort of extortion. It's just Robert Knott. Go and have your lunch. Go and have fun.
I think he's met your $125, Robert.
Okay. I'll meet him and raise him $10.
Well, that is wonderful, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for being such a good sport about this.
Excellent. Well, let me put it this way. If somebody wants to have lunch with me, basically, the answer is always yes, because the way to my heart is through food. You heard it here. Ladies and gentlemen, 428-1393, 428-1393 is the number in the 505 area code, or out of area code, 1-866-907-5737, 907-KSFR. Jack Leffler, I don't want your food to get cold, so I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Mary Charlotte. It's so great to see you, as ever.
And we'll have you back on the show soon.
Thank you.
428-1393 is the pledge line number. People calling for lunch. I don't know if... I'd like to see the list of hairdressers.
Well, what are you looking at me for? I never heard of those guys.
No, I can tell.
My barber is Georgia in Columbia Street. She's delightful.
I've got a wonderful... I've gone to two or three very wonderful hairdressers in Santa Fe. 428-1393 is the number.
Jack,
Robert,
was,
we should talk about what's going on.
We
yes?
should, but Jack was last year one of the Governor's Awards recipients, and I'm mentioning that because tonight is the Governor's Awards ceremony.
And the Pase Tiempo.
Is one of many, and we did not write about ourselves, but we did cover...
Congratulations, Robert. You're a big part of that.
Well, I'm one of 11 or 12 people in the group, but thank you. I'm going to list the people now. You can come and honor them all if you like. The Governor's Awards started in 1974, Excellence in the Arts. And you've got Stephen Hansen of Las Cruces for sculpture and Tom Joyce of Santa Fe for blacksmithing and sculpture. Carmela Padilla of Santa Fe for literary arts. And I think it's a nice, but who knows? She may call me up and say no. Peace on her. I had a great interview with her. I really admire and like her.
She's fantastic. I wish I guess I should have known that, because we had her on the air yesterday just talking about the Women's Book Festival. She's brilliant. She's amazing.
She is all of those. Joseph Lone Wolf of Santa Clara Pueblo for pottery. Edward Vega of Albuquerque for sculpture, Elaine Wiggins Howe of Roswell for major contributor to the arts, and William A. Miller of Santa Fe as a major contributor to the arts. And we profiled them all in PASA today. We did not profile ourselves. 3:30 to 4:30 is the opening reception and exhibit over at the Governor's Gallery on the Capitol, fourth floor. Walk on up. It's free. There's an awards presentation that's free at 5:15 at St. Francis Auditorium. We will be there. And the display over at the Capitol is up until December 4th. So we're really honored. It's really delightful. We will up all the other people. But our main story today is on the cover of PASA, and I really have to honor Christina Melcher, who makes a lot of really different offbeat and sometimes risky choices with what she's going to cover, and she decided to dedicate it to Ken Burns' new documentary on the National Park System, which is
gonna, oh, that's great.
Is going to air on the 27th, but the New Mexico History Museum is having a preview of it tonight, I believe. I'll get to that. So aside from a really good piece from Plank Clifford on the Ken Burns series, Joe Day did a profile of Stuart Udall, Santa Fean, former Interior Secretary under the JFK LB Johnson regime. Has a lot of interesting things to say about the environment, thinks very strongly, which I must agree with, about all of our needs to have love affairs with the environment, with wild. It's a really good package. Joe Day, Paul Weideman wrote a piece about the national parks today. He interviewed Richard West Sellers, who is an expert on it, who wrote Preserving Nature in the National Parks of History. Paul also has a column about parkitecture. It's a really just good, great package today about national parks, preserving the land. Again, sort of a different thing for PASA. And then we have the Governor's Award package. And in there, one more thing, is Herbert Lotz. Do you know him or know of him, the photographer?
Yes.
He's got a new exhibit called Seated, Photographic Portraits. Opening reception, 3 o'clock Saturday. Dwight Hackett Projects on All Trades Road. Here's a phone number.
Trades West?
All Trades Road.
All Trades Road. Oh, I don't know the road.
474-4043. Craig Smith did a really good profile of Herb in today's PASA Tempo, so take a look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's keep the telephones ringing and make your contribution to KSFR and to the
Hello.
Radio Cafe and to the continuation of Robert Knott. No joke, when you don't call, the radio station folds. When you do call, the radio station stays in business, and we rely on every listener to make a contribution, however large or small. Seriously, it's not just like we're talking because we enjoy talking for the sake of talking. We are talking and saying this because it needs to happen, and it needs to happen now. 428-1393. There's a lot. We try to make it easy for you. We try to make it fun. Well, we try to make it fun anyway, but we try to make it fun during the fun drive. And one of the things that you can get, and this is very special, Margaret Atwood and her husband Graham Gibson are going to be in Santa Fe for a benefit for Wild Earth Guardians on November 17th. And they have kindly, along with Garcia Street Books, which is participating in this, donated two benefit tickets to this event. It's also going to be celebrating Margaret Atwood's 70th birthday. And it comes with a book and a wonderful reception, and you get to go to the event. And if you make a contribution to KSFR, they will tell you the amount. I'm not sure exactly what it is. 428-1393, you can go to that event. And you will benefit us and also these other wonderful places. Wild Earth Guardians is one of the organizations that we have supported over the years. And we hope that... Hey, and don't forget to give us a call if you are from Wild Earth Guardians or any environmental organization, 428-1393. So that's another thing that you can get. There's also a Santa Fe Wine and Chili Festival dinner.
Weekend.
That's this weekend. And so I believe that the dinner tonight, we have a pair of tickets for that. And... you can call 428-1393. Eric Witt has just walked into the baking company, and he has taken out his pen, and he is going to write a check to KSFR. Welcome, Eric.
How you doing, Mary Charlotte? Robert, I already wrote a check to KSFR. I was just driving into work, and I heard Robert being completely falsely modest. Or not falsely modest, but unnecessarily modest about PASA Tiempo's Governor's Award, and I couldn't let that stand, so I turned around and came over, and I just want to tell the whole community out there how proud we are of the work Paso Tiempo does and what it means to the arts community here. It's the kind of print equivalent of what KSFR does for the community, and so I just wanted to stop by and say that and encourage everyone to pick up a copy of it today, obviously, and attend the awards ceremony and contribute to KSFR, and that's it.
Eric, thank you.
That means a lot to me. We are proud of what we do, even if our voice does not always sit well with everyone, but thank you. That was really gracious of you.
No, it's a terrific publication, and we'll see you guys tonight.
And why should people make a contribution right now to KSFR?
Well, because, again, you know, what this station means, not just for the community, but, you know, now you guys go out around the world. It's kind of the, as I've said before, the campfire of the town of Santa Fe and the whole region of now from Albuquerque all the way up to through northern New Mexico. So, tremendous resource. And,
were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Boy Scout, as a matter of fact. Why?
Wow. Because you just called it the campfire.
That was a great phrase, though. That was
the campfire,
I tried to get in the Boy Scouts, but mostly I was interested in getting in the Girl Scouts. Everything was going well until we got the swim class. And then, well,
there
anyway,
you go.
Eric, take it away.
Okay. Well, folks, I got to get back to work and get back to screwing stuff up. So
Eric,
we'll see you later tonight, Robert.
Eric
you,
Witt
sir.
From the governor's office. Thanks so much for being here.
I'll see you around.
It's just a wonderful day here in the Santa Fe Baking Company.
It's a wonderful day.
People are coming by and they're handing us checks and they're giving us their support. And I believe that we have a little bit of a report from the control room.
Those guys.
Well, I mean, your great job is continuing, Mary Charlotte and Robert. And we have two more people here to thank. We want to thank Ree for the generous donation.
Thank you.
And Mary Charlotte, this kind of solves the mystery. At least we have a first name. We'd like to thank Paul, who tells us that he is looking forward to having lunch with you, Mary Charlotte.
Okay, well, you can tell us where we're eating. Oh. Good heavens, what are we getting ourselves into? No, it's good. I will have lunch with anybody who wants to make a $100 contribution to KSFR. There is no limit because there is, I mean, there yeah, a limit of 365. But yes, anybody who wants to call right now and make a contribution of $100, I will have lunch with you. We are also giving away lunch with the two of us, Robert. We've got a couple of those.
Happy hour.
Which is wonderful. And Mary Charlotte, listen, this is amazing. Two more people to thank coming in. I want to send out a big KSFR thank you to Patricia.
Thank you, Patricia.
And also to Robert Vigil, who includes a personal note saying, keep up the good work, Robert Knott and Mary Charlotte.
Thank you. Thanks
you.
To
That's
all
really
of you. Keep the telephones ringing, 428-1393. You know, we have barely talked about what's going on. Can I just say something right now? Celebrate World Rivers Day. No, but I mean the upcoming... celebrate World Rivers Day. The Santa Fe Watershed Association welcomes the community to join them from... 12:30 on Sunday, September 27th, along the Santa Fe River, just downstream from the old Santa Fe Trail Bridge at West Alameda. Members of the Santa Fe Watershed Association, friends and neighbors will gather to celebrate the flow that they have enjoyed all summer and to celebrate the river that is waiting to flow again. And it will be one of hundreds of events happening on World Rivers Day. So for more information, you can go to santafewatershed.org, or you can call 820-1696.
What time is it?
8:41.
Okay. Do you know this is 5 years for you and me this weekend?
Oh, this is our fifth anniversary.
You're so caught up in the fun drive that you forgot.
I can't believe I forgot our anniversary.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to sing you a ballad before the end of the show, so you have
good.
To buy me 2 minutes.
Okay, let's see.
Fact, Fine Arts for Children and Teens. What
yes.
do you know about them? Great program.
Yeah, they do wonderful work with kids.
19 years old, and they're going to be having a, they work with underprivileged, at-risk, and not-at-risk youth, teaching art, which can be a lifesaver. They're going to have their third annual art auction and fundraiser, 6 to 8 o'clock Saturday, and it's a tribute to Los Pintores, past, present, and future. The Santa Fe Youth Symphony will be there. They're going to have some appetizers and wine. They have quite a few sponsors, including Honestly Gibbert Contemporary, Los Alamos National Bank, Wolf Corporation, Santa Fe Magazine. They're going to be doing this at the Rail Yard, 505 Guadalupe Street. You got to pay to get in, but it is a fundraiser. But you got to make reservations. I'm going to give you a phone number, 992-2787, Fine Arts for Children and Teens. Also, quickly, 7:30... Saturday, I believe it's sold out. Jackson Brown and John Trudell at the Lensic.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
That's terrific.
988-1234, but you may not be able to get in. There's a small piece on it on page 12 of today's Pasa Tiempo.
And at Santa Fe Community College, award-winning landscape photographer and Guggenheim Fellow Michael Berman will present and discuss his work during a public lecture, 12:30 on Thursday, October 1st, inside the Jemez Rooms 2 and 3 on the Santa Fe Community College campus. It's a free event, and it's all about his project called Grasslands, a series about the Chihuahuan Desert grasslands of New Mexico, Texas, and northern Mexico. He's been photographing this border region. We were just talking about Nancy Suter before. He was part of that project, I believe. He's been photographing that border region for a long time and is a very, very good photographer.
Hey, you know what happened when I went out to the community college the other day and I stopped by KSFR?
What?
The people there came out to talk to me, and they said, after like 3 minutes of me speaking with them, they said, "You're so nice. You're so much nicer in person. I mean, we didn't expect you. Am I mean to you?"
I don't think so.
I mean, do you think I'm nice?
I think you're wonderful.
Do you think I have nice eyes?
Well, you keep them covered up with your glasses.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, you have beautiful eyes.
Okay, I just took off my glasses.
428-1393, and you can have Robert Knott look into your eyes with his beautiful eyes if you have lunch with us by making
a
contribution.
Now you're starting to sell me off. 428.
No.
You, they take my clothes
Robert,
off.
I think you're. I think you're fantastic. I think you are kind and generous and funny and a really good writer and a really good person.
Keep going.
428-1393 is the number for the KSFR Fun Drive. Let's get those phones ringing, seriously.
Let's get those telephones ringing, and I'll keep singing along.
And there's another thing happening tomorrow, Saturday, September 26th, from 6 to 8 o'clock. Oh, this is the you just said that fact. Never mind.
I certainly did. Oh, that it's 6 o'clock tonight at the New Mexico History Museum, that Ken Burns documentary, the sneak preview, which includes prize drawings and camping passes. So head on over to the New Mexico History Museum. It's free tonight, 6. Having said that, right across the street is the Governor's Award. So that's, so what? Make your own choice. You guys know how to do that.
So then there's the Sun Mountain Coalition and Trust for Public Land. They are appealing to people's fondness for ice cream in their effort to help save Sun Mountain of Santa Fe. And tomorrow, Häagen-Dazs will donate 15% of all their proceeds from their store at the plaza. And they are going to help protect this 23-acre property at the base of Sun Mountain.
So you know, if you make a milkshake in your house, which I like to do, vanilla milkshake, I throw a banana in there. Sometimes I put a shot of rum in there, sometimes not. If you have kitty cats and they know you're getting out the ice cream, they'll show up.
What?
Okay, so, wait. I know Liam's going to cut in a minute, but real
quickly.
Liam's
chuckling.
Can I plug something for myself?
Yes.
Thursday night next week, 7:30, opening night of a new crazy comedy by Matt Sanford and myself called Dead Man's Jest, slapstick, swordplay. It's nuts. It's at Warehouse 21. It's a Pay What You Wish opening night Thursday.
And we'll be talking to you about it next week.
Two weeks from now. It runs for 2 weeks, so thank you for letting me plug that.
And
Liam's ready.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not ready for Liam. Hang on 1 second. Because tonight, Theater Grotesco's piece at the Armory for the Arts, I'm blanking on the title. The Richest Dead Man Alive. I'm going to be doing the guest commentator and moderator role after that. Unfortunately, Kirk Ellis couldn't come, so I am just going to be sitting in. And so if you come tonight, we can have a rousing discussion afterwards.
Excellent.
Just saying.
All right, Liam, take it away.
Well, you know, that whole talk of ice cream, it's not just the cats that you'll get lining up. I'll be lining up as well. And to help Sun Mountain, what a great cause. But in the meantime, I just want to thank you both once again. Your magnetism is bringing the callers in. We have a thank you to go out to Patricia Dentler.
Thank you.
Who says that she is a great fan of Radio Cafe, Mary Charlotte, and Robert. We also have a thank you to the Rift Gallery. And
thank you.
As well as to Steve Boyles, who says here that Mary Charlotte is his favorite program.
Thank you.
Oh, that's terrific.
Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you. Keep those telephones ringing. Go wild. 428-1393, 428-1393 is the telephone number, or out of area, 505. Out of area, 866-907-5737, 866-907-KSFR. And I want to say, and this is actually a week from today and tomorrow, the third annual Santa Fe Antiquarian Book Show will be held at El Museo Cultural. And lots of out-of-print books and used books and old books and fabulous books. And Michael McGarity will be there, and Mark Simmons and Ann Hillerman, and Jack Loeffler, who was just on here, and many more. And so there's some admission, but it's not too high, and it's called SantaFeBookShow.com.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Just saying.
You should. What do you know about this Versky Ukrainian National Dance Company, Santa Fe Concert Association?
Oh, I saw that. That looks so interesting.
Well, Tuesday night, 7:30, they're going to be doing Russian rambunctiousness, ridicularity, and all sorts of pas de deux and other things that those guys do. Call the Lenzik, 988-1234. You got to pay to get in. There is a student discount. Bobby Keys, tenor saxophonist. He was with the Rolling Stones for a while. 9 o'clock tonight, Evangelos. I think he's also there Saturday night, 9 o'clock. You got to pay to get in. Guess what? Call the Lenzik, 988-1234.
Which it should not be confused with 428-1393, which is the pledge line number.
Absolutely.
Which you must call right now.
You must.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Call us up.
And their children and their parents.
Call us in the morning.
Hey, Body of Santa Fe, ooh, which is right near the Santa Fe Baking Company.
I love that place.
On Sunday from 2 to 6 is having a workshop, which is actually, they're calling it a play shop. It's called Play Power Potential, Mia Play Shop.
Oh, we need to play more.
And Kelly and that's Randy are going to be, Kelly Oyen and Randy Miller are going to be doing that. And it's going to be all sorts of fun. So you can go to bodyofsantafe.com and find out more.
Pretty good, pretty good. Jazz in the Courtyard with Bobby Hsu joining John Trent Acosta, straight up, 7 o'clock Saturday, Santa Fe Art Institute, one of our favorite places, 1600 St. Michael's
yes,
Drive,
indeed.
Suggest a donation, Ken Hover there. Hey, is Santa Fe Art Institute having a Thursday night? No, they're not. They did that last week.
Yeah.
Their studios are pretty
studios,
cool.
Yeah.
But Thursday night is London National Theater at the Lenzik, bringing Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well via HD broadcast, 6 o'clock. Critical Ear is Craig Smith's column. He wrote a really nice piece today about the popularity of these broadcasts of Metropolitan Opera, and apparently they're getting all over the nation, but particularly the lines that people want to come see these filmed versions of plays and operatic pieces. So take a look at the Critical Ear. Craig's
and
a good writer.
The William Shearburn Gallery is having the second part of their series of Unrepresented Part 2 opening reception tonight from 5 to 7:30. The show continues through October 10th. And let's see. So, and that's at, where's the address? It's on West San Francisco Street, right just a block down from the Lenzik toward the plaza. And there's some very interesting art there, so it's cool.
Good. Sorry, I'm going to follow Eric Witt's lead and be boastful. The PASA Week is put together by Pam Beach. Rob DeWalt did it for many years. He still helps out. We all try to help out. We do our best with that calendar, and really accurate press releases are so vital to its success, you guys paying attention and reading, and we appreciate everybody wanting to be in there, and we can only say we're sorry when it doesn't work out like it's supposed to. We mess up, we forget something, maybe we don't have room. I think it's the best arts and events calendar in the city.
Besides our show.
I'm talking about in print. My apologies. That's why I like that we're not really in competition. In print, even if, honestly, there's people that don't read certain things in PASA. I know there's people that don't like my writing. There's always some other writer you can find. The calendar's dynamic. It's terrific, and it's absolutely the best calendar in town, despite what anybody else tells you, including an ad in PASA saying the Santa Fe and Events calendar is the best calendar in town. It burns me up. It's not. Sorry.
There's lots of calendars in town. I love the PASA Tiempo because it always has interesting articles in it, and it has the calendar, and it's easy to read, and you can find whatever you want
that's
in
nice
it.
Nice of you.
Yeah, no.
Plus, I come on a smile.
And because you're in it.
All right, so what are we doing? Auctioning off some lunches for the two of us, if
yes.
anybody cares?
Lunch with me and Robert Knott, and you can have that. It can be yours if you make a contribution to KSFR.
It can be yours.
428-1393. I think we have some thank yous.
We do indeed. In fact, taking you up on that lunch offer, we have a thank you to send out to Carol Anthony.
Yay!
She says that she will give her pledge at lunch today with the two of you.
Oh, that's
yay.
Right. She's having lunch from the
We're
last
having
time.
Lunch from the last
I
We
like
never
Carol
did it
Anthony.
Last time.
So,
thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And then another, we have a contribution from Jean Siminoff. She says she's making her pledge in honor of Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
As well as to her dog, Alice.
Oh, yeah, she's got a good dog.
Alice B., a silky terrier who today is 10 years old.
I haven't met that dog, but she came into the cafe once with pictures of that dog. And it's, I mean, I think all dogs are cute, but that dog's
all
really
dogs
cute.
Are cute.
And Robert, just so you don't feel left out.
I never feel left out.
The gentleman who called in earlier, you know, for the $100 lunch with Mary Charlotte, Paul, he's called back to say that you can come too, Robert.
Oh, that's nice. I don't want to ruin any potential.
Thank you. I'll be there. Well, you know, a chaperone, it may not hurt. And then we also have a thank you to send out to Jake Turin and Susan Mack. Thank you both
so much for your contributions. I think we're having a good day. Let's keep the phones ringing. Let's make them go crazy. Make them go wild. I got an email from Arte Bella Gallery. And they're having a reception today from 5 to 8. It's a group show of paintings and drawings at 235 Don Gaspar Avenue, Suite 5. Don't know much about them, but I'm just reading what I get.
Aliki Dobry and Eliza Schmidt are joining up for that reception, 5 to 8 o'clock. Its entrance is actually Don Gaspar, correct, 235. So head on up there. It's the Delgado Street 4th Friday Art Walk up on Delgado and Canyon. Head on up and wander around. There's a number of Canyon Road galleries open tonight, from Gebert Contemporary to Laurie Metals Gallery at 616, to McCary Fine Art, to Meyer East, to Meyer. They're all open up there, so head up Canyon Road. It'll be a nice evening. Unless you're coming to the Governor's Awards.
Now, I wanted to follow up on an interview we did about a week or two ago, with Isan Nyapaga, who is a Cameroonian artist and activist, and he is gathering crutches and wheelchairs for kids, basically, in his village in Cameroon and that surrounding area, who have been stricken by polio. And so they're going to Cameroon in about 10 days, and if there's any Santa Feans who have crutches hanging around in the closet, you can give them a call. You can give a call to this number, 795-4453. They will come and pick them up. And he's just doing a wonderful job and has a great spirit. So once again, that number is 795-4453.
What time is it?
Oh, 8:54.
Okay, you got to buy me 2 minutes.
I don't think we've talked about everything that we wanted to talk about.
Well, we haven't. The
High Mayhem happening next weekend.
Portugal, the Man's playing at 7:30 Thursday at Santa Fe Brewing Company. Experimental Rock. High Mayhem is 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
The Mambo Room.
Hey, Mambo.
Which is happening this Saturday
Mambo
at the Lodge.
Hey, Mambo.
DJ Avi spinning salsa. I love the Mambo Room. I haven't gone lately.
I know, and there's all, as usual, there's a bunch of bands. The Dynamite Gang, of all things, is playing the Tin Star tonight at 9:30. That should be explosive. Small charge to get in. They're over on Water Street. There's the Northern New Mexico Fine Arts and Crafts Guild Fair, Cathedral Park this weekend, 10 to 5. Head on over, take a look. New Mexico Women Authors Book Festival, we mentioned briefly, 11 to 5.
Yes,
Saturday,
of course.
Milner Plaza, Museum Hill. Call 982-3016, free. Women writers, you've got to go. I mean, any literary event in this town is big. And I also want to mention Desert Academy's 7th Annual Rummage Sale, 8 to 2 on Saturday. Head over there. They're on Camino O'Leary at Bridges Agua Fria and Alameda. Clothing, furniture, art, books, 992-8284, 8 to 2. All this is in the PASA calendar.
I love rummage sales.
Me too. It's football night at the Zone, Quarto Zone, no cover, Sunday night. Don't ask me what that means. The Red Elvises are here. Rock and roll from Russia, 7:30 p.m., 7:30 Wednesday at the Brewing Company. And there's other things happening, too. Pick up the Pasta Timbo calendar and take a gander.
428-1393 is the number. Let's get another bunch of calls before we leave today, because we've only got a couple of minutes left.
I know, so give me just 90 seconds. I don't want to waste time, but I just need to pay homage to you, because I absolutely love you.
I love you, too.
5 years with you.
It's a love fest.
I have absolutely grown accustomed to your face. You make my Fridays begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune you whistle night and noon. Accustomed to your frowns, your smiles, your ups and downs, your second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to your eyes. Accustomed to your voice, accustomed to Mary Charlotte's face.
That is so sweet.
Well, I like doing that. I love you.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's just a great pleasure and privilege to do this with you every Friday and to be on KSFR to bring these events and ideas and people and community the listeners of this area. And I'm so delighted that we are now not just in Santa Fe, but we also really stretch from Albuquerque to Taos and all the many towns and places in between and all around. And we hope to have listeners from some of those other places outside of Santa Fe limits or in Santa Fe County calling us at 428-1393, supporting this wonderful treasure of public radio. Robert, you're a treasure.
Thanks, lady.
I think you're terrific, and I love doing the show with you. And we will not see you next week.
No, I'm taking a week off, but I'll be back in 2 weeks.
We'll see you the week after. We'll be talking about your play.
Thank you.
428-1393. Just a minute left.
Thank you, Liam.
Thank you so much, Liam Lockhart.
Thank you, Robert and Mary Charlotte. It's been a pleasure.
We should take him out to lunch.
Yes, indeed.
I would say yes any day of the week.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web. I guess you know what my name is. KSFR does stream live on the web at KSFR.org. And you can reach me at the email radiocafe@KSFR.org. We are podcasting at my website, which I need to update, SantaFeRadioCafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at Facebook.com/RadioCafe. I love all this Facebook thing. I have all these quote-unquote friends who I've never met, but they listen to the show. It makes me so happy. Thanks so much to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Thanks to our phone volunteers. Thanks to the other wonderful staff members of KSFR. Thanks to Linda Highhill for all the hard work she is doing right now.
Linda, thank you.
And thanks to our board. Thanks to listeners. And we will see you very soon. Call right now. 428-1393.
I was fibbing about that.
What?
Linda didn't make me take off my clothes in the studio. I was fibbing.
I know.
Oh, you know.
428-1393, once last time, is the fund drive number. Call us, make your support, make your pledge to KSFR, and we'll see you next week. And keep your radio dial tuned to KSFR or KSFR.org. Hasta la vista, baby.
Adios.
Ciao.